Thank you for listening to this podcast. I wrote and recorded this one with my Fordham Prep students in mind, but I hope that adult listeners also will find something spiritually nourishing. Let's begin. Reflective, thoughtful people throughout generations have asked some fundamental questions. How do I live a good life? A life of joy and meaning? A life of balance and peace, of dignity and harmony with others? A life that is fruitful, that allows me to sleep with a clear conscience? The Jesuits, since their beginnings in the 16th century, have tried to train their new recruits, called novices, in ways of living with purpose and excellence. I recently had the opportunity to study what life was like for these novices in 17th century France. Their days were structured and demanding, balancing study, prayer, recreation time, rest, cleaning, and eating. They lived under many rules, yet I sensed that their experience must have been very satisfying, meaningful, and above all joyful. In their disciplined approach to life, they discovered what the French call joie de vivre, joy of living. I think they found joy and meaning in the way they washed dishes, the way they ate food, the way they played outside, the way they prayed, the way they spoke. It was all done intentionally, with care. That is, they were being taught to do whatever they were doing well, the right way. I'd like to share with you 3 points that I found especially instructive and inspiring. First, life at the Paris Novitiate was built around a schedule. The novices were awakened at 4 a.m. and thus began a day that was divided into time for prayer, cleaning the house, studying, meeting with superiors, doing the examen prayer, recreation with the other novices, and eating, among other things. This schedule seems very rigid and demanding, but I got the sense that they were trying to teach the boys how to have a fruitful, meaningful day. They understood that when you create a schedule for yourself, you are setting goals, and you are more likely to accomplish them. They scheduled the most important things that they wanted to spend their time on, like prayer, eating a decent meal, and getting 7+ hours of sleep each night. A schedule is a way of getting the most out of your time, of being sure that you create space to do the things you want to do. I imagine that they felt very satisfied at the end of each day. The Jesuits who wrote the rules for the schedule made it clear that by following it, one learns to do what one ought to do. One doesn't simply give in to impulses and temptations to waste time. How much time do we waste on nonsense? For example, when we should be studying, we are texting, watching videos, playing games. And because we don't schedule recreation time to do things we love for fun, we grow frustrated and overwhelmed and feel burnt out. Creating and keeping to a schedule helps make for a joyful life. Second, the novitiate rules taught the novices how to be humble, but also how to live with dignity. For example, they were told to eat fruit with their hands and sop up wine with their bread. Upper-class French people certainly did not do this. It was the behavior of peasants. But Jesuit training was in part teaching the boys to identify with the poor. More so, no matter their family background, wealth, or status, every human being was a sister or brother, all sharing the experience of the human condition. Solidarity, a word which means unity and mutual support with others, was built into their daily routine. I was also struck by the detailed emphasis on how to clean and do household tasks. They had instructions on how often the water should be changed when washing the dishes, how far to open the windows when sweeping, how to properly serve food at the table. The explanations within the text as to why they have these rules is that they want to emphasize the importance of doing different things, different kinds of things throughout the day. They recognize that it is not good to do nothing but hard academic work or serious reflection all day. One needs to move the body and also be in touch with the realities of life, and those include cleaning your living space and eating, for example, in a dignified manner. Other religious traditions also understood this. For example, Shintoism emphasizes cleanliness, and Confucianism teaches one to act at all times as a gentleman. I also sense that above all, the focus on doing little things well was about living with dignity. After all, we are human beings, created in the image and likeness of God. We therefore should live in a clean, orderly environment. We ought to be well-groomed. We ought to eat our food in a gentlemanly way. This honors God and the gift of life God has given us. Finally, priority was given to spending time in prayer. The schedule created space for these teenage boys to simply be still and rest in God. They were given precious time to show up with God. Aside from attending daily Mass, they prayed the Examen, the Rosary, they did sacred reading, and spent time in front of the Blessed Sacrament in the chapel. This might seem like a lot to us, perhaps excessive, but the people in charge of the novitiate understood that when you show up in prayer with God, you are transformed. Whether you are super focused on your prayer or super distracted, simply showing up with God is all that God needs. God appreciates that so much and will use that time to go to work on your heart. They had a beautiful way of beginning the day. They were to make the sign of the cross and raise the heart to God. So said the rules. Jesus had prayed for you all night, so begin the day by thanking him and dedicating your day to him. What a wonderful, inspiring way to set yourself on the right trajectory for your waking hours. What all this adds up to, the schedule, the rules for cleaning, the guidelines for how to conduct yourself, the boundaries, the demands, the prayer, is a full life, well lived, that is joyful and meaningful. We tend to think that freedom is not being bound by rules, being able to do what you want to do. The rules for the Paris novitiate of the 17th century show us that a structured daily routine, carefully planned and executed, creates the greatest freedom, for it allows us to do what is most important to us. We intentionally create time for what is closest to our hearts. The rules close with a quote from the Gospel of Luke. This do, and you shall live. The Jesuit way of doing things intentionally, prayerfully, with dignity, has much to teach us about how to live with joie de vivre. Thank you for listening, and with that, let's go into a moment of quiet meditation.